Ay, look. Ay, it goes Mano, Rotimi, Drime, and Gilly. Screaming tag a dope artist cause they pockets empty. Trying to make a quick flip, but the time is ticking. Everybody out here scamming like Shad and Skinny. Troy Ave, Uncle Murder, Royce the Five, and Benny. Jada Kiss, Ja Rule, T, Grizz, and Envy. Dave V, Scott Storch, DMX, and Kaz. Bitch, you call yourself the hustler, but you got no cash, ay. 500 bones for the placement, a playlist that never gets promoted on some snake shit. You lame, bitch, and I ain't got no time. Bring that cash over here, young DC fly, ayy. All these fucking artists on some bullshit. Zaytoven must have fell up out the pulpit. Remy Ma and Fat Joe, I make you lean back. Bitch, I murder anybody on this beat, Jack. Ayy, they don't want it with your boy, nah. Bitch, I'm coming for your neck like a loose tie. Your favorite artist out here scamming for a new ride. I wouldn't miss a lick of sleep if you dudes died. Hey, tag your favorite artist. I told tag your favorite artist. Hey, tag your favorite artist. Hey, and now your reputation's garbage. Yo, what's good? What's good? My name's Cardo. I am a artist from Maryland, and I got some shit to say, man. Hope everybody tunes in. I got a lot to say. And the first episode, we're gonna cover these good old scams that are out there. Specifically, a scam being run by this guy named Big Trill. Really, I call him a D-level celebrity because he's a nobody. You know, yeah, he's got a shiny watch. He's got, you know, a couple shiny pieces of bracelets and jewelry and whatever. You know, that fake facade bullshit. But Big Trill and the Block 365, which is his management team, pulling this grand scheme. And long story short, they're stealing unsigned artists' money. And the way I found out is that I almost got scammed. I had Cassidy in my DMs telling me my bars. I had hot bars and I was spitting. He liked my music. He wanted to promote me. I was like, cool, yo. That's cool as shit, man. Cass hit me up, yo. That's crazy, right? That's fucking crazy. Holy shit. Cassidy the Hustler is in my damn DMs. So initially, you're starstruck. You're like, holy shit, this is my big break. This dude fucks with me? How the fuck did he find my page? You know, you got all these questions going through your mind like, damn. But you disregard it all because it's Cassidy or the next celebrity that's out there. We'll get into that. But tells me my bars are hot. Charging $500 a pop to get on this mixtape or this playlist that they're putting on Spotify, which doesn't cost any money to put music on. They're just using it to make money. Long story short, what Big Trill is doing with the Block 365 is the Block 365 is posing as a management team. All right. And I don't know what their mission statement is. It really doesn't matter. But long story short, this guy has, or maybe it's a team. I'm sure it's a team because his ass, I know he's not smart enough to run it by himself. And what he does is he goes to these famous artists, tells them, hey, I'll manage your Instagram. And hey, we're doing this tag a dope artist. Whatever you want to call it. Scheme. Well, I call it a scheme because it ain't nothing but a shiesty scheme. But he looks at it as a way to put on unsigned artists. And I'm calling straight bullshit. Just like the rest of my team. Or our team, I should say. It's not my team. Shout out Minx. Shout out Ponzi. And he is managing these, long story short, he's managing these verified artists, like I'm gonna name as much many as I can remember. He's managing Fat Joe, he's managing Dave East, he's managing Young MA, he's managing Papoose, DMX, Jadakiss, Road Timmy, Gilly, DJ Envy. I mean, literally all Fat Joe, all the old heads that aren't popping no more, and even some of the new people. I mean, even down to Amber Rose, who has nothing to do with music. Bow Wow. I'm trying to think. Uncle Murda. Who else, man? Who else? Cakey's. She's a porn star or OnlyFans star, whatever the hell she is. She's irrelevant too. And a countless amount of other ones. I mean, you're talking hundreds and hundreds of verified artists. And what they're doing is, I'm just assuming because I'm not, I wasn't a fly on the wall when they talked to these celebrities. But hey, we got this scheme going on where we're gonna make a playlist. Or you as the verified artist or the artist, let's just say DMX, we're going to need you to make a video or make a post saying, hey, tag a dope artist who got bars and drop a comment below and let's work. And what happens? They had the following. So thousands and thousands of people tag their own IGs there. And then what happens is you get a message from DMX. From Cassidy, from Fat Joe, whoever it is, Mr. Shad Moss, fucking loser. But they message you, and like I said, they tell you they got dope music, and they're charging $500 a pop to get on this so-called mixtape or playlist. And some people have the money, some people don't. The people who do have the money, I feel sorry because you're being robbed. And what happens is these people take your money. They immediately tell you to send it to Cash App, through Cash App. And most of the time, they tell you to send $250 here and $250 there. And what they're doing is they're splitting the profits between the artist and the management team so that both people can get paid because they're both involved. You know, some people say that these artists don't know that they're involved and they don't really know what's going on. And I'm calling bullshit because there's no way you're making a video or making a post claiming to tag artists because you want to work with them and not know what they're doing. You got to understand that these people are all shiesty. Not all of them, but most of them. Got to understand that a long time ago, like DMX or Fat Joe or any of them, they all sold their souls for that music shit. So at this point, they'll do anything for the bag. And these are the people you got to watch out for. So you send them your music. You send them $500. Boom. You're on this mixtape / playlist, dead playlist that doesn't get any views. It'll never get promoted. And it will never get any kind of shine because that's not what they're doing. Somebody, whoever came up with this idea, was to make a dead playlist that I could make right now if I had 1 million followers, all right? I make a post to say tag a dope artist, and then you charge $500 a pop to put you on this bullshit-ass playlist. And so you get put on the playlist. Boom. Oh, shit, man. I'm fucking put on, man. I am here. This is it. I'm about to get my break. Oh, my God. This is the coolest shit. You start promoting it on yours. Your Instagram. Your YouTube. Your SoundCloud. Your this, whatever. And then you look and see, hey, man, you're supposed to be promoting my stuff. Why aren't you promoting it? And sometimes you'll get an answer. Sometimes you won't. A lot of times they'll say, oh, the tape isn't coming out for another 3 weeks or a month. You know, we got to get everybody on there and then we're going to start promoting it, blah, blah, blah. And then a month passes, you still don't see shit. So then you're like, man, what the hell's going on? Why?
now they're lying to me? And that's exactly what they're doing. They're lying to you. So they figured out a way to use these verified artist pages, all right? Mind you, that the person you're talking to that claims to be Fat Joe, that claims to be Jadakiss, that claims to be Cassidy, that claims to be any of these lowlife-ass rappers who think they're popping, they're posing as these people in your DMs. Like, for instance, if DMX messages you, every other word that he ends with a sentence is dog. Like he really talks like that. I mean, granted, I know that he uses the word, but if you've seen some of these DMs, you would laugh your ass off because you're like, nobody talks like that. But it works for some people because, like I said, people get starstruck, right? Where do I go? So your tapes, your song's on there, you paid your money, you're just waiting, and you end up waiting a month, and you see no promotion, no nothing, right? And at the same time, you're paying attention to the Spotify playlist. You might have maybe 1, 2, 3, maybe 7 plays at the most, if you're lucky. There's nobody following this. Maybe a few people following. Nobody's playing any of the music. No, nothing. Nothing's being promoted. Nothing. And at that point, you're like, shit, something ain't right. Something ain't right. And you're damn right, something ain't right. Not to mention that some of them are trying to, oh, well, you know, if you don't want to get on the mixtape, man, like Fat Joe, for instance, I'll charge you, I think he said, five grand, and I'll put you on my story, we can go live, and we can promote your shit. Sorry to say, but that never happens neither. I mean, this is down to, hey, give me 150 and I'll put a post up on my story. Or hey, give me 2 grand and I'll host your CD or the intro to your CD that you're putting together. Down to the fact of, hey, send me 5 grand, 10 grand, or whatever it is, and I'll do a verse for you. Now, these verses, obviously, if you're going to get a verse from somebody who's on a label, who is a verified artist, you got to go through their management. There's got to be paperwork. There's got to be contracts. It's all got to be set in stone. None of that happens. So you get that verse, which is probably a recycled verse. You put it onto your song. You upload that song on all platforms. Yo, I got a song with Cass, man. Y'all got to listen to this shit. A couple weeks later, maybe a couple days later, depending on how fast they move, they copyright strike it. Or they ask you to take it down because you don't have the rights to do that. And you're thinking, well, wait a minute. They just sent me this shit. So how does that make any sense? Well, boom, he got you with the trick, man. So now you're out 5 grand, 10 grand, 2 grand, 2,500, 3 grand, whatever the fuck they charging. And then you try to email these people or message these people, and then they just don't answer, or they just give you the cold shoulder, or just tell you to go fuck off, whatever the case is. And now you're pissed because you just wasted 5 grand that you ain't got on an opportunity that you thought was going to uplift your career and help you get to certain levels. But it's all a bunch of bullshit. So, to put it in perspective, the Block 365 had a SoundCloud. They had 7,000 singles from different artists on there. If you charge $500 a pop for each one of them songs, that's $3.5 million. I'll repeat, $3.5 million. Gone. And the reason why I say it's gone is because when we started to expose this shit, our little team that we got, they started to panic and they started deleting shit. They deleted the whole page. So that's $3.5 million that was essentially stolen from 7,000 people. You know, $500 a pop. This is on an average. And you're just asked out. Oh, sorry about your luck, but we can't help you. So now these people, everyone's pissed. And this shit's got to stop. I don't give a fuck what it takes. We're dead in this shit now. We've been vocal on our Instagrams. We've been vocal on our YouTubes. My Instagram has already been deleted once. I had about 2,200 followers, which is not a lot, but it's enough. I spent 3 years building that. I put a little bit of money into it as far as promotion. Probably not a ton of money, but enough money to get where I was at. Deleted for impersonation. I don't know how I can impersonate myself and get flagged for it, but it's exactly what happened. And shout out to Minx Couture, the Minx Show. She was at 10 or 11K. And she put $600 and some odd into her account. Promotions and marketing and you know, doing her thing. Her shit was taken down for impersonating, which makes no sense because how can you impersonate yourself if you're yourself? But recently, there was a page called Rap Ponzi Scheme, and over 4,000, probably more than 4,000 posts. We're talking Instagram handles. All the verified artists, evidence, and proof of them, all their cash apps, everything. Anything that you could think of that they're putting out there, we got it. And we posted it because it needs to be exposed. And that's what the fuck we doing. And my whole thing is this. If you ain't doing nothing wrong, why are you threatening us? Why are you sending people to our page to report it? Why are you paying blog sites and news sites to post fake articles about how you're putting on for the world, you're putting on for the rap game, giving these unsigned artists a platform to get their name out there? I can guarantee you, out of the probably tens of thousands of artists that they have robbed, nobody has been put on. Nobody has seen a jump in their views. Nobody's seen a jump in their followers. Nothing. Nothing, 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 nothing at all. And this is how they're getting away with it. Because to the, you know, the average eye, yeah, you know what? It looks like they're doing something good. But when you look into it and you really dig deep, there's nothing happening. Nothing. I mean, not a damn thing. And all they're doing is just over and over and over and over and over again stealing people's money because these people are starstruck thinking Fat Joe really likes their music or Jadakiss really likes their music. Or Dave East really likes your music. Or God forbid, Shad Moss likes your music. And this shit's got to end. I'm done with this shit. You know, the fact that I got to go on a different platform because my pages will just continuously be deleted. It's that should show you that somebody's doing something wrong. If they were doing something right, they wouldn't even pay us no mind. Why, if they're doing the right thing, why is Jadakiss blocking my page? Why is Fat Joe blocking my page? Why is Shad Moss blocking my page? Why is Amber Rose blocking my page? And I haven't even talked to these people, not for a second, ever. But they're blocking my page. That sounds kind of fishy, don't it? Yeah, I think that shit sounds kind of fishy. I don't even know where to go. I mean, it's literally gotten to the point where Big Trill himself, the guy that's the so-called mastermind behind this bullshit-ass scam, has messaged us, has threatened my life, has threatened a couple other people's lives, down to the fact that he sent three people from New York all the way to Ohio, I believe. It's Ohio or Oregon or some, it's one of those. Either way, it doesn't matter. Across the United States, maybe not that far, but you get what I'm saying. To go rough this kid up because he was speaking how I'm speaking, exposing this shit, naming names, and telling the truth. Luckily, the kid was with somebody. Shout out That Kid Cry. He's on Instagram. Check out his music. He's got some good shit. Big shout out to you, brother. But he was threatened. He almost got jumped. Luckily, he was with somebody else and was able to get to where he was going, and they left him alone. Not shortly after that, he bowed out because he's got family, he's got kids. I respect that. I don't have family. I don't have kids. All I got is myself. And quite frankly, I'm just sick of seeing this shit, and I'm willing to speak about it because it needs to be spoken about. But he's the one that really blew it out the water, and now it's out there. And we have unsigned artists all the time message us to tell us, hey, this person got me, or Jadakiss got me, or Fat Joe got me, or DMX got me, whatever. And it's happening day in and day out. Why? Because think about it. It's easy money. All you gotta do is sit on your fat ass. Act like you're Jadakiss. Act like you're Fat Joe. Act like you're Cassidy. Act like whoever the hell you have as a verified artist page. And act like them. And you just take people's money. $500 a pop. Some people, you know, can only give $100. Some people can only give $200. They'll take anything. Literally, they'll take anything. And you're making millions of dollars within a matter of weeks, probably. Days, maybe, depending on how good of a day you got, you have with stealing these people's artists. I mean, stealing these people's money. It's just a bunch of bullshit, yo. And a lot of people are like, you know what, you gotta respect the jokes. Like, fuck you, alright? I ain't respecting none of that shit. Because half of these unsigned artists out here, they don't know what the business is like. They don't understand the business. So that's why I'm here. Anytime you do music with a signed artist or a label or anything, you need a contract. You don't get a contract, then they're liable to take everything you have, everything that you give. And that's just the truth. And I'm fucking sick of it. I'm done with this shit. Big Trill, you think you're safe. You're not. And no, that's not a threat. I'm not with that gangster go hard bullshit. I'm gonna come see you, dog. Drop your GPS, man. Drop your location. No. I think with my brain, and I try not to react off of emotion. Because when you react off of emotion, it gets you into trouble. And that's exactly why he's in hot water right now. Because he can't shut his fucking mouth. He likes to taunt us. He likes to talk big shit. And that's fine. But when the FBI shows up at your door and locks your fat ass up, it's going to be a whole different ball game then, buddy. Whole different ball game. But not sure what else info I can give out. I pretty much think I've said it all. I'm pretty sure I have. These people are scamming you. These people are scamming everyone. They're making millions of dollars off of people who don't have money. People who have put up their rent money, put up their bill money. To get a placement, or what you thought was a placement. But really, they're just stealing your money. But, yeah, the Block 365, Big Trill. The ones that are behind it. Along with all your verified artists. But I think I'm going to end it right there. Y'all have a wonderful day. I hope this helps somebody. I hope somebody hears this and chooses wisely and pays attention to these people who are messaging you claiming that they're going to help you out because you got dope music when they never listened to your music in the first place. Cardo Cass signing out. Holla holla.
Look. Ay, I see it in my brain, I feel it in my heart. This shit gon' tear us apart, I don't know where to start. So I just put it in art so I can let it go. These evil people want blood, man, they want your soul. They spraying metals in the sky and call it climate change. And then you walk around tripping like some Ibogaine. This human race is really slipping like a lot of rain. I need this message here to stick like a lot of tape. Ay, I give you facts and the truth. Only way I know to spit it when I'm up in the booth. So when I get it, I reciprocate it back into you. Man, we gotta spread this message like we catching the flu. Ay, now just imagine if we stand up. Start refusing everything they trying to hand us. Cause your silence is consent, but you rather be lit. Cause all you ever think is how to stack a bunch of chips. Well, that really ain't it. You claim you with the shits, but wouldn't see the truth if it smacked you in your lips. Ay, and they don't really wanna talk about it. They just wanna live their life to the chalk around them. And I don't blame you for the shit, it's hard to walk it out. Instead of arguing, can we just sit and talk it out? There's way too many of us fighting on the same team. Bottom line, we just wanna live our life free. And if we tear apart the system, we can have that. No more working 9 to 5s with a hurt back. Then we can finally live our lives like I heard that. Ayy, it's time to bring the world back. Man, I've been dreaming about this shit for a long time. It's time to get our shit together, let them birds fly. Cause we've been locked up way too long in this hellhole. Ayo, the world is burning down, can you smell, bro? Yo, they serve us poison like it's all we got. Ay, we so addicted, don't know how to stop. It's like the never-ending cycle of a ticking clock. And we just sitting spinning tires looking at the watch.